the second one is, if we, I said before, if we don't qualify, certainly I will tell the FA that you better make sure that you really want me to carry on, because I'll walk if you want. And all this nonsense about it will cost them a fortune to get rid of me. You can ask the guy sitting next to me, it will not cost them a bloody fortune. It never costs anybody a fortune. I've only been sacked, I think, close to being sacked was here. And that was when I left the last time. Do you know how much I got at that time? I had 2 years left on a contract, £0. I told the FA, we sat in a meeting there, and I looked across the table and I said, gentlemen, they said, coach, your package. I said, my package, gives to the kids. And I walked. So it will not cost them a fortune to sack me. It will not. But also, if I can't do the job here, if I think that we're not moving forward at the pace that we want because of certain things and I just can't do it, I will also walk, even if they want me to stay. You know, it's a little bit, but what's that one? There's a children's program. When you need me, but you don't want me, I must stay. But when you don't want me, but you need me, then I will go. You know, it's one of those. I think it's Nanny McPhee, or so I've seen with my daughter. Yeah. So it's one of those. You know, you've got to. We've all got to be happy with it. Not only the FA, we may win and everybody goes bananas and we beat them 3-0, but then in my heart of hearts, I know that I can't do any more. So then why stay? But the other way around, we don't get the result that we want, but we see that we're on the right path. And I'm convinced that I will say, look, I'll stay if you want. So all things are equal there. But of course, if we don't qualify, I will put my hat there and say, listen, you want me to go, I'll go.